today is the 16th of August, and joining me to discuss things that happened on this day in history is breakfast producer Rebecca St. Clair. Good morning, Rebecca.
Morning, Nick.
Good morning. Now, oh, you've had quite a night, haven't you?
Yeah.
I understand you've been through some trials, and I'm just so happy to see you here. Your car's working again?
Not technically. I just kind of drove it.
Oh, man. So, before we get to this, you've had this car for, what, 3 months?
Yeah.
Not very long.
No.
And you've had to call the RAA twice.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness me. You just have to be so careful, don't you?
Could be worse.
Well, that is a very positive way to look at it. Anyway, we appreciate you being here on very little sleep. What have you learned about this day in history?
On this day in 1957, the first ever issue of Sports Illustrated was published. The magazine would become the most recognised, widely read sports periodical in the English language.
I didn't realise it'd been around so long. So, not much else to say about that, is there?
Not really.
What else happened on this day?
On this day in 2012, over 5 years ago now, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was granted asylum by Ecuador in the UK. He still resides inside the embassy and has not been able to leave since.
Yeah, 6 years. That's so long to be in one building. Can you remind us why he is shacked up in the embassy?
Well, after he faced charges in Sweden and possible extradition to the US, he sought asylum. Sweden have since dropped the charges, but in the US, he still faces espionage charges.
And so is he just kind of stuck there forever?
Maybe not so much. Earlier this year, Assange was made a citizen of Ecuador through naturalization. But with comments made about Assange from Ecuador's president not being in favor of his stay inside the embassy, it could all soon come to a head.
Okay, so any musical facts to end with on this day?
On this day in 1977, the King of Rock and Roll left the building one last time. The King, known as Elvis Presley, died of a heart attack in Memphis. Elvis was one of the most significant cultural icons of the 20th century, performing sold-out shows, reaching number one on the charts multiple times, and appearing in multiple films, and even meeting a president.
Yeah. Did you ever see any of his films?
No, but I did sing a few of his songs in like a medley for choir in primary school.
Oh, that would have been so fun. Did you dance as well?
Yeah, but like cheesy choir dancing.
Awkward choir dancing. I know the kind, just like swaying from side to side.
Like waving your hands around a little bit.
Oh, wow. Waving your hands, it's more than I did. Anyway, that's great. So we should definitely listen to one of his belter tracks, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I figured we'd go a little upbeat for this Thursday morning and check out the song Jailhouse Rock.
Here it is, Jailhouse Rock. Thank you very much, Rebecca St. Clair.